Radio Igel, das Campusradio
an der Pädagogischen Hochschule Steiermark.
Live auf radioigel.at.
Hello everybody and welcome to our podcast. The topic is teaching in Steyria. So my name is Irina. I will be host of this interview. Let me introduce our guests. We have two students from Ukraine, two Vikas. So please introduce yourself a bit.
Okay, my name is Victoria. I'm from Ukraine. I'm a student from Drohobyj State Pedagogical University, and I'm becoming teacher.
Great. And
okay, my name is Victoria Barajska. I'm 22 years old, and I am too studied in Drohobyj University to become a teacher of English language and foreign literature also.
Okay, and how did you learn about the program teaching in Steyria? Could you explain us?
Yeah, for sure. We were informed about this program by our teachers at the university. This is the first time our university is participating in this program. So it is a very interesting and new experience for everyone.
And why did you decide to take part in this program? And what is your expectations were?
First of all, I want to say that I really like to working with children, which is why I choose the profession of the teacher. When I heard about the possibility of going an internship. Yeah, abroad, I understood that is was exactly what was needed for my professional development, and I am interested in learning about education system in different countries, their methods of the other variants, things what will help me in the future. Thanks to this program, I learned a lot of new and useful things for me.
And another Rika, could you also share a bit? What do you feel?
Yes, of course. So I can tell that I came here to this program to know something interesting about this country and how people here live in this grads and how it's going here. And of course, to learn how to work with children with Austrian methodics or something like this. So yeah, it's very interesting for me.
And what was your first impression when you arrived in Graz?
For me, Graz exchanged me from the first minutes. Walking through the city, I was filled with emotions. Incredible buildings, also charming landscapes, cozy atmosphere, and all this is about Graz. And it's impossible not to mention Schlossberg. For me, this is a special place where I liked to spend my free time.
And for you?
And it was very similar to my city because we have a lot of Austrian architecture in my city. And of course, I very like this teenager's life here and how students spend their evenings in the center of the city. And yeah, I really very like this place.
And also, could you share your favorite place in Graz?
For me, it's Schlossberg.
And for
For me also.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And the next question will be, what are your tasks in the school? Where are you teaching at?
For sure, to learn how to work with children with special needs, to know how these methods of teaching are built here in Austrian schools, to meet teacher from this country and to know how they work and how this building, and of course, it's my favorite part, to know how here you can make this open learning lessons, because I think that's really very interesting for our country and for our education skills, like teachers, to know how to make this open learning lesson also.
So we are back to our podcast. And girls, how long are you doing your internship already?
We are here 2.5 months.
And can you remember some special incidents? What will you never forget?
Oh, it was, I'm here. I came here with my dog because I like my dog so much. And that's why I can't leave him in Ukraine. And that's why I bring him with me. And I have some problems with dormitory because when I came with my dog, it was like fact that I have a dog and I will live here. And one of the girls was very scared of this. And that's why it was maybe 3 or 4 hours when I was in a big stress. And I think that what I will do here, because I don't have bed here. I don't have room. Okay, I can survive everywhere, but how my dog will sleep and where he will sleep. So yeah,
quite different.
Yeah, and I met a very good guy there, Mazer, and he helps me to find new apartment. And now I'm very happy that I try one more time to find something another for my life and for my dog's life, of course. Yeah.
And what can you share about your experience, unforgettable experience in Graz?
I think one of them, it's a teacher from our school who every time like make coffee for us.
Oh,
it was so good. Yeah, this teacher is so friendly, and he made some good atmosphere, comfortable atmosphere for us at the school. And also all people here is so friendly. And their attitude for us, it's amazing. And also, I never forget about our Erzberg Rodeo and Narcissenfest. It was amazing.
Great. And another question I prepared to you. So what have you learned as a future teacher from this experience?
I learned how to work with children with special needs and what open learning lessons are. I see how to sequence of learning in Austrian schools is organized, and work with teachers from other countries and learn about their teaching methods.
And if we compare our system like Ukrainian and Austrian, is it a bit different or?
Yes, it's really a bit different, because in Ukraine we don't have this open learning lessons. And I really like what teacher in Austria made, because here they have two teachers for one lesson, and it can be for sure assistance for
team teaching. Yeah.
Yes. And in Ukraine is sometimes it can be problem, because we need two teachers for all class. And here is a very interesting system that first learners and slow learners can learn together. Yeah, and they can separate it only when they have a very big distance in this education. So yes. It's really different.
Yeah, and what about your personality? What can you learn about it and take for future?
For sure, I will use an open learning lesson, because it's really more easier for a teacher in the first. But maybe I will see that you don't need a big plan of lesson, like step by step, but you need only like to make everything from yourself, to be friend for your children, and don't to, oh, they need answer this one and they will not answer this question. This plan of lesson will broken and I will never know what I need to do.
So you mean like to create more like open lesson that you can improvise it, and also like invite to engage people?
Yes.
Like pupils to study.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And what about you?
As for me, I learned a lot of during this internship in Austria. First of all, I become more confident in my professional skills and ability to adapt to new conditions, because it's my first time abroad without parents, friends, or something else. And I think it's a so good experience for me. I really learned about a lot.
So welcome back to our podcast. And we were talking about Graz and about Staria. So can you tell me, tell our listeners, do you have some maybe to-do list in Austria, maybe some travel list, what you would like to do, to travel, to visit in Austria?
I heard about some seven lakes, which are like visible from one mountain. And I forgot the name of this mountain, but I really want to visit this place. And also, I think I visit a lot here because I was at Sauter. Also, it was Schloss Eggenberg and Grünesee. It's my favorite place here because it's so beautiful landscapes and nature charming you. I'm so impressed of this.
And by the way, are you the first time in Austria?
Yeah.
And how do you like it so far?
It's amazing.
What you can tell?
I want to visit Grünesee and Hallstatt.
Hallstatt, yes.
Yeah. And I have never been here before, like in Austria, but I really like, now I like this country and people here. So, yeah.
So, and I, as I understood, you would like also to back one day here?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Okay, and we were also talking about your school internship. And can you tell me how was your the first day and the last day of your internship?
Okay, for me, my first day, it was something scary for me because I don't know what will happen and what it did, but I was really exciting because it's a good experience. I was very sure in this. And also, when we met with our head of school, it was amazing because she's so pretty cool people, and she welcomed us so warm. And in this time, I understand, okay, everything will be okay. Here is all good. And I'm now I know that it's like this.
Yeah. And can you share something?
I wasn't scared before this practice in the school and before the first time in the school. Only was I was interested that will teaching staff and managers and children happy to see us, or will they be friendly? And for sure, I was shocked in the first time because in the first meeting with our manager Claudia, she is awesome. I don't really, she is a very great woman because she tell everything, she makes schedule for us. So what will we do every day? Like today you are going with this. She tried to find something interesting lesson for us, not like only lesson when where we can find something interesting for us. And for sure lessons for they made they're going in English in English language because German is more hard for us to understand. But children and teaching staff and manager, they're awesome because they children try to translate something for us.
No,
because,
that's really cute.
Yeah, because there are several times when we don't understand when we didn't understand something. And they ask us, like, if you want to know something and you don't understand something in German language, you, of course, can translate it in English.
No, little translators.
It was like it was like five form, you know. It is really children, but they try to help us and they know, they understand that we are new there and we don't know something and we can't understand something like there in a clear way. But really, I'm very happy that we are very lucky to be there because really it is very warm. There are very warm atmosphere there in the school for sure, and everybody wants to help us. Everybody, they ask how we are and do we need rest? Do we need some time to study or to prepare for something, or maybe we need break? So yeah, I'm really happy to be in this school.
So we were talking about your internship, and can you provide us with more detailed stories? For example, have you provided some subjects, some classes in school?
Yes, we had our own lesson. It was a lesson about Ukraine, about our culture, about our traditions, and also education system. It was so interesting for pupils, and some teacher told to us that, wow, children is so exciting in this because they know a lot of. And when we came to classes after you, they told a lot of about Ukraine. They remember something.
Because like for them, it's like something new, like something unfamiliar. Yeah. So like something what they would like to know. And can you share something about the most interesting subjects for you?
As for me, it was Gesundheit. In English, it's health and fitness. Mm-hmm. It was amazing because one class split to group, and somebody goes to cooking. It's so interesting because in Ukraine, we don't have this subject like cooking. Children try to prepare some dish where we were in this subject. They prepared something traditional Austria dish, and also we had this opportunity to try it. It was really good and amazing for us. And somebody go to sport to fitness. It's also good. Yeah.
And for you, Victoria?
And for me, I think that my favorite subject there is be like sports, and for sure it's cooking and creativity design. So it was really interesting, and English for sure, because there we saw methods. It was interesting for us, like for teacher, but there was a lot of moments when we are like pupils and we make the same thing like children, like to burn something on wood or to make different necklace. So yeah, it was really, really happy. We were really happy, and it was really funny for us because we was like children. We sit on the same desk with pupils and made everything that they do. So it was like some moments when we feel that we are pupils too.
Oh, and that's great, why, by the way. Yeah, you were in the happy. Same vibe with children. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So yeah, I'm very happy for this. So,
and what about language courses? Have you attended some extra courses or not?
Yes, we have German courses, German language courses in PHUNEM here in Graz. And there we were separated into groups. One group who have a less level of German and a higher level of German. But they were very interesting. And we know a lot of information for us, and we for sure improve our German skills and German language. So, yes, we have these courses, and for sure they helped us in this 2 months after courses to survive.
So du kannst ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
Ein bisschen for sure. Yeah.
So we are back to our podcast, and we were talking about some experiences in Austria. And can you share something, maybe a bit personal? Or yeah. So do you have a lot of friends in Austria, like foreigners?
From the other
countries?
Yes.
Where from?
We have friends from Spain, from our this teaching in Styria project, and from Serbia, from Algeria. I don't know. Yeah, and for sure I have here. It's about me. I have my best friend Julia. She's in the Erasmus program, but we are neighbors. We live in the same corridor.
Wow.
Yeah, apartments are in the same corridor, and I'm very happy because she makes my life easier. And when I have a lot of stuff to do or a lot of time I need to spend in school or somewhere, she helps me with my dog.
So she can support you somehow, like with some stuff.
She can help to organize my life. And I'm really happy that she's here and she helps me all this time.
You can say hello to Julia.
Hello to Julia.
Okay, and what about you, Victoria?
Here I met a lot of new friends. For example, we live with two girls from Brazil, and they get my family, and when we celebrate Easter. Because if you know, in Ukraine, Easter, it's not in the same time with Europe. And I left alone here. And they share with me my traditions. We together prepared something like Easter bread. In Ukraine, it's Pascha. And it was really amazing because... I feel like I'm in a home, it's my family, and it's really good experience to share our traditions with other people. Yes.
And what about some adventure in Graz? Do you have some funny stories maybe?
We have a really funny story. It was in a park where we going for a walk with my dog. Yeah, for sure. Everything is about my dog. So,
by the way, what is his name?
Gingerbread. Oh. In Ukrainian, it's Pryanik, but how to translate it into English? It's gingerbread because he really, when you saw him, when you see him, you can only think about gingerbread because, yeah.
And what is the breed of your dog?
He's a corgi, Welsh corgi, Pembroke. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
So he has very nice ears and he's very small and nice and cute. So, yeah. He helps me to make friends with everybody who see him. So
and such a great small friend.
Yes, thanks.
And about some funny stories.
Funny story is that he helps me to find make friend with Austrian teenager, because you know that when you are going to the park and you go for a walk with your dog, you try to make him friends with other dogs, and when our dogs play together, we need to talk about something. That's why I find a lot of Ukrainians. And yesterday for sure I have a very funny moment, because one woman, she is from Ukraine, I don't know it before, she playing with her dogs and trained them, and I was called my dog like Pryanik came to me, and she's like, what, Pryanik? Are you from Ukraine? And I'm like, yeah, I'm from Ukraine. And we talk about 2 hours and non-stop talking. So, yeah. So it was really funny because she's like, Pryanik, oh my God. So, yeah.
Okay, and let's back to our main topic, teaching in Styria. Would you recommend the program that you're taking part to the other students?
Yeah, I really exciting, and I will recommend this because it's so good opportunity for students, especially from Ukraine, to come here and learn something new for us. Because, like we talked before, here we learn something new method. For example, this open learning classes and in other things which we can use in our country, and. It's a really amazing experience for us.
Yeah, and for sure, I will tell my friends to go to the to this program, because this program made you more adult, you know, to you try to make everything only by yourself. You don't hope that your parents or somebody from Ukraine can help you here. Yeah. So you need
You're
to,
on your own.
Yes, so you need to make everything by your own and to close your needs only by yourself, and to find way how you must survive here. So yeah, and for sure it's like to have a new friends, because for example, girls from Spain was asked me to go to the Spain to there to Madrid.
Ah, they invited
yeah.
you.
So yeah, and you can meet new friends not only in Ukraine but in from other countries, and to go to this country and to know culture of this country for sure.
And if you will have possibility to take part in such program again, would you or not?
Yes,
definitely. Sure. Yeah, yes,
definitely. Without yeah. minds. Yeah. Yes,
yes. yes. Let's come back to our conversation. We were talking about some recommendations about some program, and girls, what you can recommend to the future participants in this program?
I will recommend them to, first of all, to download Google Maps.
Oh,
for sure. And because here is a lot of similar streets where you can
get lost easily.
Yes, very easy. And second one is to make this top 10 visit list, where you can go using TikTok, Instagram, or words of your neighbors who live before in your apartment.
Yeah, it's really useful.
Yes, because they will tell you truth what is really you need to see or not.
Yeah, for example, I also use this advice like from my
yes.
roommates every time, like, hey, I need to go somewhere, I would like to need to travel somewhere, can you recommend something? And then he like send me some like list, and I will like, okay, so in 1 week or 2 weeks I will do it. Definitely.
Yes, yes. And for sure not to be afraid to go alone to the street to know something about this place, and for sure to make friends, and not to sit and at home when you have free time, or spend your time in telephone, TikTok, or different another apps, but to live your life, because you will never know what has happened to tomorrow for sure, and you will never know will you came back here or not. So it can be only one time here, and you will never came here before.
Oh,
so
yeah. New brand use, habits for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, to use always how to download all information about this place here.
And what is your recommendation?
And my advice to future participants of this program, it's not to hesitate, because it's really good. Yes, you will like confused, and you will not know what you must to do here, but I want to say that everything will be okay. It's so good, it's so great, so cool, and it's really, I don't know how to say, because it's really amazing. Yeah.
And let's try to do something new. Let's try to keep our conversation in our mother tongue. As you know, we are Ukrainians, so let's introduce ourselves in Ukrainian. So, привіт, мене звати Ірина, я з України, мені 19 років. Я... Минулого семестру я навчалася тут за програмою Erasmus. Я продовжила своє навчання тут і перебування тут також, проходячи
інтернатуру
у корпусі ПГСТ.
Угу.
Віка?
Мене звати Вікторія, мені 22 роки. Мені здається, я зараз найстарша серед моїх сусідів, але я можу сказати, що мені 22 роки, я з міста Львів, з України, тож дуже багато архітектури тут є схожою на українську. Я також можу ще сказати, що зараз я на шляху отримання диплому магістра, з вересня по листопад в мене буде останній семестр, коли я ще студентка і коли я ще магістр. І ось в грудні наступного року я вже в грудні цього року я вже отримую свій магістерський диплом, тож я буду повноцінним магістром. Так. Я вже чекаю цього моменту дуже сильно.
Бажаю удачі.
Дуже дякую.
Так, мене також звати Вікторія. Мені лише 18 років, але я дуже задоволена, що я вирішила, наважилась взяти участь в цьому обміні студентів. Дуже вдячна своєму університету за таку можливість. Також я насправді дуже люблю працювати з дітьми, і для мене це справді дуже хороша можливість навчитися чогось нового, побачити іншу країну, Австрію, зокрема. Австрія, як Вікторія говорила попередньо, є дуже схожа з нашою, з нашим містом Львовом. Так, архітектура надзвичайно неймовірна, і все тут чарівно.
Дякую. So we are back to our podcast, and I would like thank you girls for this podcast. We get to know a lot about Teaching in Star, this program, what does it mean, your first impression, your some special moments in this program, some impressions, what you did, and
yeah, thank you for this podcast. We are very happy to be here on this project, and we are very happy that we are first students from Ukraine who are here on this first time of this Teaching in Styria project. So yeah, I think that it's very important for us, and for sure it's very interesting for another students who will listen this podcast.
Yeah, I think it will be really useful
to know more. Yeah,
you gave us some insights, some recommendations to
How to survive.
How to survive in Austria, yeah, yes, definitely.
And also we want to say thank you everyone who organized this program, Teaching in Styria.
Yeah. Thank you, and hope we will see you again here in Graz one more time. Yeah, in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.